Got to say, I was very upset when I heard Jamie Bure was moving from Manly to the Knights, but the Knights had a win on the weekend and things are looking up. G'day, Jamie.
Hey, Slats, how you going?
Good, okay. Mate.
G'day, fellas.
Good to chat, mate. How's the move been for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. You know, initially it was obviously a little difficult, but now the family and myself are well and truly settled, and things are a lot better after a win, that's for sure.
Yeah, aren't they what? And deserved winners as well, mate. It was hard fought, but the fact that so many of the old boys were actually there as well, was that part of the motivation?
Oh, definitely. We had our jerseys presented pre-game, you know, from some of the most capped players from Newcastle, and you know, each of them had some things to say to each player, and then having them in the sheds after the game, you know, for a beer after the win was incredibly satisfying.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, I know in the last 4 months leading into the season, you felt there'd been a massive shift in the squad. You won that trial game against the Raiders by plenty. So you're obviously confident with how everything's going.
Yeah, it's slowly built. You know, as you said, over the preseason, I feel we've improved a lot, and it certainly was. I think it was very important, especially after last week. I thought, you know, for patches there, we played some really good footy, but we were unable to come away with a win. To be able to get that win this week, I think, I suppose, can justify, you know, some of the strides, you know, that we've made. You know, I know, and a lot of the boys will take some confidence from that, you know, leading into the coming weeks and the rest of the season.
So the youth policy, the philosophy from Newcastle and from Nathan Brown, the coach, Jamie, it appears to be tracking, well, the opening couple of weeks really well.
Yeah, well, like you said, it's only been a couple of weeks.
Sure.
Today, but it's certainly, you know, I've seen, like I said, in the preseason, just the growth of a lot of these younger players from November, you know, to February to March. You know, they're just continuing to improve, and you know, getting a win like we did on the weekend, and we had to fight back a couple of times and retake the lead. You know, those are the type of games that are, you know, are going to help the confidence of, you know, each and every player within the team. So, you know, I've got faith in, you know, the squad that, you know, Darren Mooney and Nathan Brown have put together, and, you know, it's a long-term plan, and yeah, and hopefully we can continue to improve from here on in.
And losing Jared Mullen, mate, that must have been an absolute shock, and he's hard to replace.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, he's a great player, Jared, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, what's happened, and, you know, as a squad, we've just got to move on, and that's what we've done, and I think that's what he'd want as well. Well, I know that's what he'd want as well, and, you know, we're quite lucky to have a number of young halves, and Brock Lamb has certainly stepped up so far, and even though it's only been a couple of games, I think he's shown what he can be capable of now and into the future.
Jamie, Ken from Newcastle has texted in, "Good morning, boys. When you talk to Jamie, could you ask him about the team's song? I don't think anybody knew it." It's been a while, hasn't it?
I think Matty John's lifted the lid on that little one, but it has been a while. Obviously, we've got a lot of new players in the team, you know, including myself, who hadn't learnt the song yet, and a lot of the young fellas in the team hadn't had a win yet. So
yeah,
it was one of them ones where there was a few sheets of papers rolling around, but you know, it's my hope that by the end of the year, we all know that one off by heart.
You're one win better than your old club mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave that one there.
Well, mate, and it's important. I mean, it fades into insignificance in many ways if you give it up against the Rabbitohs coming up this weekend. And you've got this game at home as well, mate. That's going to be Saturday night.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a big game for us. And you know, I think it was important that we enjoy the win that we had on the weekend. But, you know, now that we've got that win, you know, especially at home in front of the crowd, it's important that we can continue to build on that. You know, the job's not done. You know, we've got another 24 rounds to play. And, you know, and if we do well enough, there's a possibility of finals footy. So that's where our focus has got to be. And, you know, South had a good win. Had a good win on the weekend. You know, they're a big pack, and they're going to be a challenge. And, playing them at home, you know, in front of the crowd. The crowd on the weekend was electric, so I'm glad we get to play them again at home. And, yeah, hopefully we can continue to take those steps forward, as I say, and a win this weekend will do just that.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. We certainly hope that's the case as well. Great to chat.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Well done. Jamie Bureau there, the Knights, 19 losses, and they've got the win. So outstanding. Newcastle, 235. South's $1.60. So that's how it looks there. Makes sense, doesn't it, those odds?
Yeah.
That the Knights, I wonder if they can get on a roll.
Yeah, no Greg Inglis, but they certainly got Adam Reynolds back, and he was calling the shots and did a great job on the weekend.